I'd like to speak across the aisle. We have values in common, even though we draw sometimes different conclusions. My point is simple. We're all against killing babies, their brothers, sisters, mothers, and fathers. A religious revival in this country has focused on one form of what many consider baby killing. There are, however, other ways of killing babies in unspeakable numbers. Babies by the billions will be the first to die because man-made pollutants that change the climate will kill in innumerable and excruciating ways. That should be a cause that left and right, religious and non-religious, should join on with passion, action, and dedication. Global warming and burning carbon fuels into greenhouse gases should be the third rail of politics, an absolute no-no, if we truly agree that killing billions of babies is a tragedy we cannot ignore, cannot be neutral about, and must act about, unless we're merely hypocrites. So I appeal to the religious right and the religious left and all the rest of us, to all those who really care about babies and protecting them from killers, to stop the burning of carbon fuels into greenhouse gases now. Our babies will be the first to suffer as we lose our food sources. Burning carbon-based fuels acidifies the oceans, killing the reefs and much of the food we get from the sea. Burning carbon fuels into greenhouse gases aggravates climate change, contributing to the extinction of the plants and animals we depend on for food as their climates disappear. Our babies will be the first to suffer as we lose our water sources. Burning carbon fuels into greenhouse gases aggravates the climate change that depletes the glaciers that feed the lakes, streams, and rivers we depend on for water. And burning carbon fuels into greenhouse gases aggravates climate change that contributes to the drought and the expansion of deserts that rob us of drinking water. Our babies will be the first to suffer as unfamiliar diseases spread out of the tropics. Burning carbon fuels into greenhouse gases aggravates climate change that brings tropical and hot weather illnesses to us. Burning carbon fuels into greenhouse gases aggravates climate change that takes our land as the sea encroaches on us, making refugees of families, mothers, fathers, babies, and children. Burning carbon fuels into greenhouse gases aggravates climate change that adds to the violent storms that engulf cities, towns, and villages all over the world, including the U.S., where hurricanes and tornadoes have been striking with unaccustomed fury in places that seemed immune. As in all these tragedies, the most vulnerable and first to die will be the babies and children. In each case, the most vulnerable to the disease, drought, storms, and starvation will be the babies. Who, then, are the baby killers? Who wants to authorize pipelines that make it easier for millions of gallons to flow to be burned? Who wants to drill, baby, drill? Who opposes every measure to add to carbon-neutral sources of power like wind and solar? Who are the baby killers? Would you support and vote for baby killers? Really, let's by all means talk about killing babies. Yours, mine, our children's babies. Global warming does not distinguish by faith, color, ethnicity, or gender. It is and will be an equal opportunity killer. So let's show some real heart and understand this is the number one threat to infants all over the world, and their brothers and sisters, parents, and the rest of us.